This piece was brought to you by Whole Foods Market, wholefoodsmarket.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Business.
Family farming has become less of an option for future generations, but the Harris family of Bluffton, Georgia is an exception. This is the story of their farm, White Oak Pastures, and how one daughter realized her destiny was ultimately about coming home.
My name is Jenny Harris. I am the fifth generation of White Oak Pastures located in Bluffton, Georgia. My current role is the marketing manager at White Oak Pastures. Several different things happen. We've got five different red meat species, five different poultry species, both of which we process here on the farm in our USDA inspected abattoirs. But we're also in the process of making our own tallow-based soap. We've developed a pastured egg operation for chickens, ducks, guineas, and geese, and we are also venturing into the agritourism business. So what I do on a daily basis is stretched between all of those things.
Jenny's road to fifth-generation farmer had plenty of twists and turns, but never did she think she would end up back on the farm.
Growing up, I wasn't really ever sure that the farm was something for me, but I knew that I was deeply rooted and entrenched here with both, our family farm and my family. I was a tomboy and a daddy's girl all my life, and I'm not so sure that my love for agriculture is or started as with a true passion with agriculture or if it was just a very strong bond between my father and I.
Not sure if the farm life was for her, Jenny went off to college and majored in marketing. Yet, she found herself on a path that eventually would bring her home to Georgia and the farm.
I grew up, and the farm is located in a town named Bluffton, Georgia. And at its most populated time, there were about 400 people here. And that was back, a long time ago when 400 folks was a lot of people. It today has only 100 people listed as the population, and we can't find half of those. The town was absolutely established on agriculture back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. It was a really interesting place. The town was founded in 1815, which would make it one of the oldest communities in South Georgia, North Florida, and East Alabama. But what was so interesting about it is that it's not on a waterway, which was basically how these little towns came about, because the waterways were how they traded. But this place was established because of the really, really rich soil. The Indians that settled here decided that here they could grow enough for their family, enough for their livestock, and have far more left over to trade and barter with and accumulate wealth. Hence the town Bluffton. Since agriculture was industrialized, a lot of those jobs disappeared, and now there's hardly no one living in the town. But White Oak Pastures employs 110 people, and so we're really interested in revitalizing that community and putting the labor back in agriculture, which is what we do on our farm, and giving those people a place to live and establish the real community feeling.
Little did she know that she and her family would be a tremendous resource, not only for reviving lost farming traditions, but also to help keep the community alive.
Everything that we do at White Oak Pastures is labor intensive. We've got 65 or 70,000 chickens spread out over 500 acres instead of, confined in a couple, three chicken houses. And every day, it takes about 12 employees to feed and water those chickens, as well as move them, and an additional maybe 20 to 25 people to process those chickens so that we can sell them to our existing customer base. The same way with the grass-fed beef cattle. Nothing is confined here. It's spread out over, thousands of acres. When agriculture was industrialized, it took a lot of the handwork out of the skill. And White Oak Pastures puts that hand labor back in it. So we basically put in the cost that in the industrialization of agriculture removed.
Over the years, what Jenny and her family came to realize was that white oak pastures, through its use of sustainable and humane practices, would benefit the environment and consumers.
Industrial agriculture did a wonderful job at making meat affordable and efficient. So there aren't as many starving people in this country as there are in others because we've figured out how to change the labor involved so that people can afford it and they don't die of an acute illness. What we do is kind of think backwards, and we think in terms of environmental sustainability and animal welfare. So the industrialization of meat had a few unintended consequences, and those consequences are paid by the animals and the earth. So what makes white oak pastures different is that we put the animals and the earth first, and then the consumer second. And as a result, we've developed a customer base of people who have studied the food production system and decided they wanted to vote for something different.
While the vision for white oak was her dad's, Jenny's increasing input and playing a more active role in the company would bring her even closer to him.
I am the tomboy who grew up thinking and knowing that my father was Superman, and that hasn't changed. He is absolutely the visionary for White Oak Pastures, and everything that we do is a result of his vision for the next project. So I spent most of my childhood with my father at the job that he had, which was selling fertilizer for Goldkist. I have an older sister and a younger sister. I am the middle child, and neither of them had the strong, bond and desire to be with my dad like I did. But I would too wake up early in the mornings with my dad, who would go feed hay to the cows before his, quote unquote day job. I think of my dad during that time of my life as having two full-time jobs, one, at Goldkist, and then the second one as his quote-unquote hobby, which just happened to be about 40 hours a week. We would get on the tractor as cold could be in the mornings and go feed the cows, but it didn't bother me one bit. I just wanted to be around him. And once again, that's really where my passion for agriculture started. It started as a bond with my dad. The other memories that I have.
Yet Jenny is clear on the realities of balancing business with family.
And make no mistake, it is very hard. Working in a family business, there is this overhanging loom of control and power and contribution. And, am I working as hard as? Is she contributing as much as? Do I have as valid of concerns or opinions? I mean, it is... there is a whole nother dynamic of management, and it is not to go unnoticed. Family businesses are very complicated, but White Oak Pastures is pure proof that it can work.
Now, having spent years working as a team with her family, Jenny realizes that a life in agriculture has its challenges, but they're worth it.
Thank God we're in agriculture. Thank goodness my family business is an agricultural business because. We all have different strengths and weaknesses. I'm certainly a little bit more of an introvert. My younger sister is the total extrovert, can make friends with anybody, can talk to anybody. My brother-in-law is the hardest working man I know. My partner is the most creative person I know. And what a wonderful profession like agriculture to be able to experience all of those traits. If we had a business like and nothing against copying machine, there would be that one rigid purpose, and that's to sell or service copying machines. Instead, I'm able to develop the online business, which I'm very passionate about. My younger sister is able to develop a tour schedule, as well as maintain the cabins that we have on the farm. My brother-in-law, really wanted to get into the hog business. We had never had hogs here. Well, I say never, not in my lifetime, so it might as well never be never. But he really wanted hogs, so we bought some hogs. My partner is really interested in leather tanning by hand, so we're kind of dabbling in the leather market. So you know, agriculture is just such a beautiful thing because it is so diverse, and it has allowed, certainly firsthand, my family, you know, the ability to express our you know, natural interest.
This piece was written and produced by Nancy Gagliardi for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. I'm Jack Inslee. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.